We are learning Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yitzchak Rav Nachman, my time lo osi mar lebei miknishta. Rav Yitzchak really, Rav Nachman wasn't in the shul that morning, so he said, my time lo osi mar lebei miknishta. Let's leave. Why didn't you come this morning to daven? Amar lei lo yechilna. I was not feeling well. I was weak. I couldn't come. Amar lei lichnefei lemar laasar. Let's leave. Why didn't you get 10 people to come to your house to daven? It was too hard to get together 10 people to come daven in my house. So the Gemara says, So Rav Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, why don't you tell the Shluch Tzibura, tell the Shliach Tzibur, to tell you, Be'idna the Matzi Tzibura, Leisi V'lu Lamar, when the Shul is davening, the time they're davening, let them let you know, because it's an inyan to daven together with the Tzibur, like the Gemara was going to say. Amalei, my Kuli Hai, why should he tell me when we're davening in the Shul? From the pasuk, there's a certain time when there's an eis rotzon for tefillah. Amos say eis rotzon, b'shal shatzibur mispalim. When is it eis rotzon? When the tzibur is davening. The pasuk says there's an eis rotzon, and zokt chazal that eis rotzon is b'shas when the tzibur is davening. Therefore, even if you're davening at home, if someone's sick, whatever the reason is, davening at home, they should daven the same time as the tzibur, and they get the eis rotzon as well. The raya that there's an eis rotzon in this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Koyama Hashem be eis rotzon nisicha." And the eis rotzon I answered you, Rav Acha Rav Chanina Mohacha. In this pasuk, "Hein kel kaber v'lo yomis v'lo yimas." And the way we're touching, like Rashi explains, he's saying, "Hein kel kaber." When there's a tefillas harabim, kaber means a big. When the tefillas harabim v'lo yimas, then he won't be ma'as in the tefillas. He'll accept the tefillas. The chsev another pasuk to raya to this. Pada v'sham nafshi mekarabli. That Hashem saved me from my enemies, because I had a rabbin with me. So you see, Adam with the rabbin, the tefillos answered. Taina mehalki with the rabbi said the same thing. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Menayin Shein Kodesh Baruch Hu Moyes b'tefiloson shal rabbin. How you know Kodesh Baruch Hu is not disgusted in tefilos shal rabbin, which means he accepts tefilos shal rabbin. Shnema hein keil kabir b'lo yimos. That Hashem accepts the kabir, the big tefilos, the tefilos of the rabbin. Sim Padav Shalom Nafshim Mekarovli. And the Gemara Darshan is now, and this pasuk Makarvli, like end of the pasuk says, "Kibram ha'yimadi me'davim v'rabim." And the Gemara teaches the beginning of pasuk also. Amakaris baruch hu kol oisik b'toyra v'gmiyos chasadim mespalam v'tzibur. Anyone who learns Torah, gmiyos chasadim, davim z'raminyan, mala ani ki alav kilu pada'ani li ulabanai v'enum v'sayalam. It's ki'ilu kavayach Hashem says, "You saved me. You redeemed me and my children from the Umas Olam, by learning and by davening." And the words Pad B'Shalom, Shalom means learning, like Rashi says, V'chol Nisiv Seho Shalom, and Gemilas Chasadim, we know it's Shalom, because that brings peace. So, when it says in the Pasuk, the Lashon Pad B'Shalom means when you daven and you learn, and then, Rav Mo'yimad, V'Mesval Ratzibur, then, Tz'kilu Pada'ani, Hashem says, like you redeemed me. Omer Shlokesh, anyone has a shul in his city, the einoi nichnas sham laspal, he does not go there to daven with a minion. Nikra shechin ra, it's called a shechin ra. Shenema koyam Hashem al kol sheichnei haroim, all the bad neighbors. Hanoigim benachla shechalti es ami es Yisrael. That the hanoigim means they're touching it for bad. They're causing harm to the nachla, which is the basic nesses shechalti es ami Yisrael. Not only are they called Shachin Ra, El Shagoyim Golos Loyal Levonov. Shenemar, in the end of that pasuk, it says, Hininin Noisham Malad Mosom Bezbez Huda Etosh Metaycham, that I will take you off your land. So you see, it causes Golos. If someone has a shul in his neighbor, does not go daven there, it's a big taina on him. Only Rabbi Yechanan. They told Rabbi Yechanan, Iko Savi Bavavel. There are old people in Bavel. So he was a Rabbi Yechanan could not believe it. Tama. Yechan said, "Tama, va'amar." And he said, "Leman yirbu yameichem v'neichem al ha'adama." It says that the only time it sounds like in the pasuk, when do you have a ribu arichas yom al ha'adama on Eretz Yisrael? So he says, "Leman yirbu yameichem v'neichem al ha'adama." Av chutzaretz lo, in chutzaretz you can't live long. So they answered him. Kivon da amrile. Once they told him, they told him that, you know, the people in Bavel, who are old, you know what their mile is? They wake up early to daven and they stay late in the shul. Then he said, oh, now I understand why they have long life. Now I know why they have long life. He told his children, wake up early and stay late in the shul. So you should have a long life. And what's the pshat? And the pshat is, Dr. Mashah, is because the Batik Nesiyas one day are going to go, B'Shas Mashiach, go to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, a Beisa Knesses has a Me'en, a Sheikh is to Eretz Yisrael. So if someone spends a lot of time in the Beisa Knesses, so then he will Zeich HaRich Yisrael, just like he's in Eretz Yisrael, because the Beisa Knesses is a Shtik Eretz Yisrael. Omar of Achab Rav Chanina, Maikra, what's the Pasuk that says such an idea? It says, Ashi Odom Shemei Ali, Lishkoid Al Dosai Sai. Lishkoi means he comes quick, comes to my doors quickly to my base medrash, yoim yoim. Lishma mezuzas pesachai means he stays late in my house. And ksivasrei ki motzoi motzachayim. Then you'll find long life, you'll find life. Zogdim aravaita, another halacha about a base knesses. Omar avchisla, then he comes adam shnei pesachai base knesses. A person should always go into two doors into the shul. So Gemara thought it meant you have to have a foyer and then a door inside going to base medrash. Shnei pesachai was agadayetach, you need really two doors, is that ma'akiv? You should move into the shul two door lengths in. Don't stand so close to the door. Because if you stand close to the door, it looks like you want to get out as quick as possible. So don't stand next to the door and daven. Daven a little bit more up front, not so close to the door. So Bayern speaks out that if he has a makam kavua in the shul and it's near the door, that's fine. It just means if he doesn't have a makam kavua and he walks into the shul, he should not stand next to the door. It says in the pasuk, "Al zois yispal kol chasid elech leis mitzoy." A person should daven. Every chasid should daven. For when it comes to finding something, it should be a good find. Now, what does it mean? What is it talking about finding? What? What's he davening for? So, the Gemara have a lot of different pshatim. Amar Rav Chanina, leis mitzoy zu isha. You should daven that when you find a wife, it should be a good wife. She never matzi isha matzi toiv. He's finding losha mitzia by isha. Marava can also inish insa when a person married a lady. Omalei hachi matza oy moitza. What does that mean? Because the psukim, some psukim use the word matza by isha and some are moitza, and the end of the psukim are different. Matza dechsev matzi isha matzi toiv. By yopeg rotsav Hashem, he found favor in Hashem's eyes. He found a good wife. Matzi isha matzi toiv. And another part says moitza dechsev moitza ani marmaves as a isha. What do I find worse than death? A isha who is not a good isha. So therefore, he used to ask him. Rabbi used to ask, matzah or maitzah? Is your wife, a matzah or is it a maitzah? Is it an isha taiva or not? So the first pshat, leis mitzoy, means when you come to find the isha, you should daven to find the right type of wife. Rav Nosson Oyim, leis mitzoy zu taira. It means you're davening to finding the taira. Shenema ki maitzah matzah chayim. You find lasha mitzia by taira. And you're davening that when I learn taira and I find the mitzia in taira, I should find a good mitzia, find a good mitzia in learning. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Leis Mitzoy Zu Misa. It's talking about death. They should have a good, easy death. Shenema Lamavis Toitzois. This is Yifan Lashon Moitzois by death. Tayinam Vehachi Teisha Meis Shoshim Minei Misa Nivru Vaylam. In the world, there was created 903 different type of deaths. Shenema Lamavis Toitzois, and Toitzois is Gematria Hachiava. Toitzois to figure out is Gematria 900. There are two tops are 800. The tzaddik is 90. The two sixes are 12. So that's already 902. And the one is 903. So Kashav Kulam, the worst, Misa is Askara. Askara is a type of Misa that affects the throat. That's the worst type of Misa, is Askara. It's something that goes down the throat and it's a terrible Misa. Nichash Kulam, the easiest Misa is Nashika, Misa is Nashika. And the Gemara tries to explain what it feels like. Asachra, Dami Kechizra, Begava, the Amra, it's like thorns that get caught in the wool. The Acharin Ishvan, you pull it back, you pull the wool back. So the wool gets stuck on the thorn and pulls together. That's very painful. Begadamri Kepeturei Befi Veshet, like ropes. Rashi says that certain ships, they used to go into places in the Atlantic where the Raider of Shash learns was a magnetic field and you couldn't have metal. So had you put the wood together, you held it together with ropes. But the ropes to be very tight, so they went into these very tight holes. So you pull the rope out of that hole, it does a lot of friction there, breaks a lot of things, it's very painful. So that's why the neshama comes out of the goof, it feels like one of these two things, either like the wool caught in thorns or a string coming out of a hole. That's what Asachra, the Shama leaving by the Mises Asachra is very strong. Neshika, Damye, Kemishcha, Benisim, Vechab, like taking a piece of hair from milk. There's no pain whatsoever. So, Gemara Vayit, another pshat in what Le'is Mitzoy is talking about, finding what? Finding a good burial place. That's what it means. He found a good burial place. Rav Chanina Maikra, what do you see in the pasuk about this? Asmeichim alai gil yisishu kim tzu kaver. They'll be happy they found a good kaver. So you see, there's idea of mitziah by kaver. Amar Rav Bar Avashi Lahan Darmin Shetsa, people say, Liboy Yenishrach me, a person should daven, afilu ad zibulu bas reitha shoma, that even until the last shovel is poured on him, he's b'sholem, everything goes b'sholem. You have to daven for misa also. Mazut Shom Leis Mitzoy means, whoa, zubeis akisei. That means, hopefully he'll move into a house where he has a basic kisei very near his house. In those days, they had outhouses, and Rashi says in Bavel, it was very hard to get a basic kisei next to your house. That was a special thing, you found a basic kisei next to your house. Amri b'marava, hod ma'zutra adifim akulim. Ma'zutra's thing of a bathroom, it's the most important thing possible to have a good bathroom. That's the best mitziah possible, most important mitziah. Amri b'marava l'raf b'mar papa, lema l'amar mahani milyam alas adam reshmei d'rav chista b'mila b'knishta. Rava told Raf b'mar papa, I guess Raf b'mar papa was a Talmud of chista, and he said, can you tell me, from Rav Chista, some good Torah, he said, about Bati Midrashim. Amalei, Hachim Rav Chista, Ma'ayi D'chsev, it says in the Pasuk, Oyev Hashem, Shari Tziyam, Mekom Mishkos Yaakov. I love the Shari Tziyam better than any other dwellings of Yaakov. What does that mean? Oyev Hashem, She'orim Am Tziyonim Ba'alocha, Yoyisim Bati Chisiyas, Bati Midrashis. I like the She'orim Am Tziyonim Ba'alocha, the places where they pass in Alocha, the Beis Hira, I like better than the Bati Chisiyas, Bati Midrashis. After the best place for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Mepharshim say could similar to Lishkas Hagozis, the Sanhedrin that was in the Beis Hamikdash, the Paschal Halacha. That's what the Sharei Tziyan are, the Shiyaron Hamatziyanim Bahalacha. Va'amah Abaya, another member about shuls from Abaya. Va'amah Abaya, Mireish. Have a garasino begoy besa. Matzlinim b'beim tekrishta. I used to learn in my house and go to daven in the shul. Kimin shemayel lahod ama Rabbi Chia ba'am yishmei deula. Once I heard this from Rabbi Am yishmei deula. B'yem shachar v'tzmikdash in lelakosh baruchu elam elar ba'am yishalach avad. The best place for Kodesh Baruch Hu is the place of a halacha. Le'ev matzilna elahechad the garasino. Only davened in the place where I learned. It sounds like he learned in his house. So therefore he davened in his house because he wanted to dafka learn in the place where there is halacha. And the machlokes is Ben Yonah and the Rambam if we're talking about with a minyan or not. They daven in his house with a minyan or not. The Rabbi says he had a minyan. Da'am halacha is the most important thing. And the Rambam is chaylik and holds dafka with a minyan. That is where they daven in the house. But that bothered me a little bit. Before Gemara said anyone has a shul and doesn't go into the shul is called a shachin ra. Here it says you didn't go into the shul. I guess makam where you have a place of learning that supersedes that din that you have to go into the shul to daven. Rav Ami, Rav Asi. And this is obviously only when someone who's Torah Soim Nos doesn't waste a second, because when we're in the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, that the reason why he didn't go out to the shul either, because of Bittul Torah, he didn't want to waste any time walking there from his learning. So that means someone who learns the whole time, anyone who wastes any seconds from learning, of course, has no hetter whatsoever not to go to the shul. Rav Ami Rav Asi, Af Agav, the Havalu, Tleisim Nekishta Betveria, even though he had 13 different Bati Midrashim in Tveria, Lamatsu Elabeni, Amudi, Hech Davi Garasi, he only davened Beni Amudi next to the poles where he learned. Like the Mepharshim speak out that he had Mokum, even not exactly in the same base of Medrash that he learned. In the Mokum he learned, the same place where he learned. So most people these days learn in the base of Medrash. In the place where you learn, that's where you should daven. You get Alas Chusim. So the Gemara Vayit. Oram Chia Ba'am Mishmei Du'ula. Godol Hanena Me'igia Kappa Yoyisim Yorei Shemayim. A person who has Ana and gets Parnasa from his own work is better than Yorei Shemayim. The Ilagavi Yerushalayim Ksiv Ashri Ish Yireas Hashem. So only Ashri Ish. Ilagavi Nenam Yigia Ksiv Yigia Kapecha Kisoyach Ashrech of a Toivloch, which means Ashrech of a Mazav Toivloch Le'el Ma'abot. It's also Toivloch. Gavi Yerushalayim Toivloch Le'Ksiv Be. Don't say a Toivloch. Only says Ashrech. Only says Ashri. So you see, Yigia Kapayim is better than Yerushalayim. But Avada, the Mepharshim speak out, doesn't mean someone who's Yigia Kapayim doesn't not Yerushalayim. Of course, Yerushalayim is the best thing. It means like this. We have two Yerushalayim. One makes his own panasa, and one lives off of tzedakah. The one who makes his own panasa and he's the Yerei Shemayim is bigger than the Yerei Shemayim was not Nana from Yigia Kapai. That's what it means. Well, of course, they're both Yerei Shemayim. It's not pshat. Someone has Yigia Kapai, all of a sudden, it's better than Yerei Shemayim. There's other tourism to that kasha, but that's the main shot. I think the Menachem Meshav Nefesh says that pshat. A person should live in the same place where his Rebbe lives. Because Manche Shimi ben Geira Kayim, Shimi ben Geira was Shlomo HaMelech's Rebbe, and when he was Kayim, as long as he was alive, Linosa Shlomo as Bas Parai. He didn't do this Avera but marrying Bas Parai. So therefore, it's good always to be next to your Rebbe. Frank Tamar Matanya Al Yadar. The Bryce says you shouldn't live next to your Rebbe. Like Kasha, Hode Kayifle, Hode Kayifle. If you listen to him, then you should live next to him because he'll lead you in the right way. But if you don't listen to him, then it's better not to live there. Why not? Because it's better you be a shoygig valti mezid, like Rashi says. People will leave Hashem, will get destroyed. That someone who leaves the middle of laning, he gets a terrible klala. Ravo had to leave, he left ben gavra le gavra. Are you allowed to leave between psuka or psuka? And the Mepharshim speak out, we're talking about only in those days where they had a matorgamin. Since they had a matorgamin, so there's a havamina, you could leave between psukim. But if these days it wouldn't have been a gay, leave between psukim, it wouldn't have been a shayla. But then it was a shayla. Now, take Rav Sheshes Mahada Api Vigoris. He used to turn around his face and learn. Oh my, now I'm really done. I'm doing my learning. They're learning. So Tysus asks that you're not even allowed to talk. You're not going to learn in the middle. You're not learning b'chlal. Now have a look at a sefer in the middle of laning. So what's going on? So that says in Mar Saite says. And for Taisa, that they were talking about you learning with Kol Rum. You don't have Vata Kriya's Torah. But here, we're talking about you learning quietly. So why turn around his face? Taisa is techidish. They turn around his face because you wanted to learn, wanted to concentrate better. And techidish, you're still allowed to turn around your face if you're learning quietly. But the riff says that there was 10 people without him who were anyone listening to laning. And some say Shani Rav Sheshes Taros or Nosa, and says that's Mustava like that Tarots. So it gets about us not so Nageya, but it could be Rav Sheshes was Yeretz laning already. Different Pshatim, you have to look at the Bir Halacha and Hilchas Kriya Satara.